was soul something. Soul position?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Which is not this.
Which is not this. I thought for sure there was not going to be any traffic. That, like, after Thanksgiving, school would be out, and it would be a pretty straight shot, but fuck.
Fucking 2016, man.
Right. They just can't catch a break. Keep piling on.
Jeff, I've been watching some clips of people playing Final Fantasy XV.
Yeah.
And despite never really liking any Final Fantasy game ever, I have a modicum of curiosity about playing that game.
Yep. Same here.
It seems so fucking weird.
Yeah.
And not even like the usual Final Fantasy weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the way the combat seems to work and all that stuff just seems really interesting, I guess?
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell if it's good or not. Like, even having played the demo, like, one of the demos they put out, and messing with it a little bit before E3 last year, it was just like, alright, maybe this is alright. It seems really clunky and strange, but I also hear it's a very slow start.
Yeah.
Like, painfully slow, like, most people will walk away from it before it, quote-unquote, gets good, kind of, start.
And at least that start is apparently playable. Like, the actual intro is apparently, like, 10 minutes long. Okay. And then it's just like, okay, you're in the game now.
All right, video game, go. I wonder if the VR thing is in it yet. If it launched with that. The creepy fucking car thing.
Oh, you mean the thing that everyone hated the most of VR at E3 this year?
Yeah. Yeah, that thing. I wonder if that's out yet.
Of course, I won't actually make good on that threat or play that thing, but I will say it intrigues me more than any Final Fantasy since, like, 10.
Yep. Same here.
I also said I was going to play, you know, Tokyo Mirage Sessions, and that worked for about 10 hours, and then I had to play other things.
Oh,
but
right, thank you.
That game's good.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have played more of it. I just got sidetracked. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I could ever go back.
Yeah, I've got a copy of that.
It doesn't waste a lot of time getting going if you want to just get a quick dip of that thing and see what it's like.
Yeah.
The first hour is pretty solid.
That's time I could spend sculpting my masterpiece in virtual reality.
That's true, you could. Visiting places in Google Maps. Retracing the steps of your life.
Yeah.
Seeing which buildings have been bulldozed in favor of targets.
Only the good ones. And by good, I mean good ones to bulldoze.
Slow march part of progress.
Uh-huh.
TNA executive Billy Corgan.
They settled yesterday.
So is he out of the company
finally,
now?
Yeah, I think the lawsuit is settled, paid, and done. And
so how long did he actually work there? Like 6 months?
If that, I don't know.
God, what a mess.
Yeah. I like the quote from him in the settlement doc was like, I'm glad to see that Anthem, the company that is probably now going to, like, own the majority of TNA going forward or whatever, is, you know, has a plan for operations for the company and all sort of stuff, partially because I am someone, you know, like, basically saying, like, as someone who plans to still be involved in the business end of the wrestling business, I'm glad to see them with a plan to keep this thing afloat.
Didn't he have his own league for a while
in the
Chicago area?
Yeah, I think so. Also, like, a big InfoWars weirdo.
Yes. Has been on InfoWars multiple times.
Come Multifaceted is what they call that.
Yeah. No one seems to have made it out of that band unharmed.
What's James Iha doing?
I think he might be the closest one to unharmed of any of them, though I'm pretty sure he hates everyone involved in that band.
Well... What about the members of 38 Special? Does he hate the members of 38 Special?
How could you hate the members of 38 Special? Look, they're so happy.
Yeah.
Beat people.
Trying to figure out what day it is, what time it is. I'm firmly adjusted to California time, so I might just continue living that way. I love it out there. Damn, it's cold here.
Chris Where's there?
Zone, checking in.
New York?
Checking back in on Classic Rewind. Thank you, Carol Miller.
Probably is cold in New York right now.
I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. Holiday and weekend friends.
We had an unseasonably warm fall, and then it just fucking, the bottom just fell out all at once.
Yeah, when I was there, it was actually all right. I was like, oh, I was expecting it to be way worse.
Yeah, it was fine. And then 2 days before I left, it was just like, hey, here's 30 degrees, fuck you.
Monday for me, even though it's actually Tuesday.
DC pinball machines on PS4 now.
Is it?
Yeah. It's part of the Stern Pinball Arcade. That Last Action Hero. Kind of Ford Mustang licensed table.
I get the Addams Family machine.
That's on regular pinball arcade.
Okay. Yeah, I have the iPad version of the. The one that had all the pinball machines on it.
Yeah, it's weird. So it's those same people did Stern Pinball Arcade, and then, but it's like a separate thing that is the exact same concept and roughly the same execution as their other larger product.
Right.
So it must be some weird business thing. I can't imagine why they would do it otherwise. This is how the commute got. Is that at some point I added the 40s station to my presets.
Whatever you need to do to get by, man.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I figure the next step is when I add Kids Bop.
Did a bad kids camp. Do that again.
To my presets. That's how this ends.
It is putting out a love call to the one and only Kylie Jenner. And I'm like... So, basically, you're not even caring that Tiger is definitely all the way in that. She's all in love, but he got pulled over to the side by the reporters from TMZ. It was like, man, I do things to that.
Hey, I heard you have a thing for Kylie, bro.
Really?
What would Tiger say about that, though?
Shit.
All right, man.
So, to be clear, that wasn't 21 Savage at the end saying Tiger ain't gonna do nothing. That was one of his boys, his roadies, or whatever the hell they were, because he was traveling in a big group. But this has been going on for a minute, I guess, that 21 Savage has a crush on Kylie Jenner. I don't know. Is he an upgrade from Tiger with all that debt that dude got going on right now? Now they're repoing his Ferrari or whatnot. Girl, you better get out while you can. Sonogy Morning Show. Check it out on my blog. Click on Sonogy right there at cameo.com. Good morning.
Repoing his Ferrari. Girl, you better get out while you can.
Plus 2 GB bonus data per line applied within 3 cycles.
Ah, too short.
Yeah. It's got things to say.
One thing I will say about Watch Dogs and its soundtrack is that it does a decent job of capturing sort of the Bay Area music, but it doesn't go far enough, I don't think.
Yeah, no, I mean...
It could have used more old Bay Area hip-hop.
Yep. Like, there's like a Mac Dre song on there, and I want to say that's it.
And there's a DJ Quick song, too, I think.
He's from L.A.
I thought he was from...
No.
I don't know, whatever.
Also, they spelled Quick wrong.
Oh, fuck that.
Maybe they fixed it in a patch. I actually meant to go back and check.
But, like, yeah, no Too Short. Where's fucking I Got Five on It?
Yeah, exactly. Where's the Bay Ballas remix of I Got Five on It?
Where's E-40?
Yeah, exactly. And I realized that, actually, if you think about it, the Bay Area rap stations never played local music. They were fucking terrible about that. So maybe it's actually more accurate than they even intended.
Yeah, if you were listening to, like, Cameo, like, the right hour on a Saturday night, you might hear something, but that was pretty much it.
And I actually heard I Got Five on It on there, like, last week. So, like, ironically, they're better about it now than they were when all that stuff was coming out.
Don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yeah.
I was talking with Sam about E-40 when we were here, because I was explaining that he owned Fatburgers.
Uh-huh.
And she asked, well, why wasn't E-40 more popular outside of the Bay Area in California? And I had to sit and think for a long time about why he wasn't more popular, and I realized I have no good answer for that other than he's too fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's all I could come up with.
Yeah, I think he does okay in the South, but I don't think he ever did anything in New York.
Yeah.
Did much of anything. Probably a couple songs here and there, but... E-40 just put an album out.
Yes.
Last week.
I saw that.
And it's not bad. Like, I didn't listen to all of it, because it's like a double album. It's a fucking 1,000 songs. Like, here's 2.5 hours of music from Earl. Shit.
Maybe that's the other thing about him, is that he really needed an editor.
Yeah.
He needed someone to pare him down and be like, you know, maybe there don't need to be 40 songs on this record.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I remember trying to, like, play a bunch of E-40 for Lang and trying to make him understand it, and I could not find a way to make it work.
You'd think he, of all people, would be the most amenable to the flavor of E-40.
By E-40. Should have done that to begin with.
Yeah.
Who fought his way up from the slums through battle and
I haven't listened to the whole album because, like, it is literally like 40 fucking songs.
But... twist the cap up off my weed jar and smoked a cone, took a shower and got down in the wind like Steve Wynn. I'm winning. I'm from the streets of California where we be hustling and gritting, getting that women. Dropping it back and trapping the stacks. Pulling and dealing and making a killing, trying to hit a million. Perking and illing and drinking and chilling in front of the park. Real deal. Pecking and toting and toast to leaning.
Like, this dude is like damn near 50.
Yeah.
And like, I think he's managed, like this stuff doesn't sound like an old rapper putting out an album.
No. This ain't Autumn Year shit.
Yeah. Let's just move through it.
We live in California where the hustlers dwell, where they play with the K's and digital scales. Do some pop pills, some drink pop, some smoke coke, some smoke drugs. I put the bay on my shoulders a long time ago. Where we found, tell me when they gonna go. Old heads, young tricks, street house authority, task force and fans. Prepaid calls, rulers and kites, Polly Davis and scraper bikes. Checkers and chess, cars and dice, in the area, all walks of life. Life. Samoans and diamonds, Haitians and Asians, Nigerian, Indian, Latin, Blacks and Caucasians.
Straight to the point when it's about job. Straight to the point when it's about job. Straight to the point, so it's time to go.
Sideways on the way down.
Straight to the point when it's about job. Straight to the point when it's about job. Straight to the point, so it's time to go.
Sideways on the way down.
Young Gerald quarterback 140 the way to some of these other rappers.
I will say I am kind of bored with a lot of music right now.
There isn't that much that's good.
Yeah, like even the there's enough good stuff that's out, but like I've like even that stuff I'm not feeling like hooked on. Like, oh, I gotta listen to this over and over again or anything like that. Like, yeah.
I did really like the new Tribe album.
It's really good.
Ain't finna stop no time soon. Bad bitches matter. She want me to scoop her up like a spatula.
And I've got Blood Orange out early in the cereal a lot, but beyond that, yeah, it's like, it's kind of fucking Karen out there.
I'm a bitch, know how to maneuver in these streets, how to wiggle, get to the goober, straight shooter. I'm super solid from the rooter to the tutor. California, dude, don't let the palm trees fool you. They play with street instruments and they'll bring the noise like a tuba. Pushing a main E-line trap with a planet, heart made a granite tax.
Demand from the home of the scams. Looking, you'll get caught up in a jam. Running through money, using hundreds as a fan. Sitting at the table, making plans.
I'm from the
Newark. Demand from the home of the scams. Looking, you'll get caught up in a jam. Running through money, using hundreds as a fan. Sitting at the table, making plans.
I'm from the Newark.
Making boss moves. Me and all of my dudes. Living a manly life. Breaking all the rules. Your money funny like a tickle. We solid y'all brittle. I came up half nothing. Now it's like 4G out of buttons. Chain long is an extension. Car costs a baby mansion. Talking to my bitch.
Cook so much, I'ma need a new wrist. I'ma need a new wrist. Mr. Arm and Hammer. 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 Mr. Arm and Hammer.
Mr. Arm and Hammer in the drink.
switches in the zone. Mr. Arm & Hammer outside with his pajamas on. Mr. Arm & Hammer never pissing in the cup, cause he fucking his probation officer. Think it's fuck, got the district sold up. Got the goonies on the squad, got the hammer loaded up. Case the check, he try to rock. Nigga sitting on some paper, nigga sitting on some scratch. Got that dirty bloody money, nigga don't pay tax. Mr. Arm & Hammer managed, got bitches and resources. Out here eating beer, feasting on four courses. Squatting rental buckets, keep the forms in storage. More trees in the forest, more drums in the armed forces. Pull up to the throat, they're in deep with the whole block. The boys play for keep, put your head on the chop. If you feel frog, the bush is not.
Yeah, no, this is pretty much exactly what I would look for out of any 40 album.
Chat seems to be debating who should be in Marvel 4 if they're going to do Marvel 4. Do you have any preferences?
Not really.
E-40?
Yeah, E-40.
Geometry, loyalty, not dishonesty, living in this economy. Gotta be with the shit that they take your kindness for weakness. They'll gas for you if you spend it. They savages in their pieces. Savages in their pieces. They manage this is increasing. Cannabis just decreasing. And I ain't being facetious. Trying to get by because she's just smoking on the loose because her
ugly. Brad Spencer.
Alright.
Yo, they should put Ryu in that game.
Yeah, sure, alright. Maybe like Spider-Man or something.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, there was about, what was that? Polygon story seemed to imply that they wouldn't get anything that, like, it would be very cinematic universe focused.
Well, Spider-Man's in the cinematic universe now.
Yeah, but that might mean no X-Men.
Right.
Which, at some point, if you're making that game and not putting Wolverine and Cyclops in it, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Of Sentinel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a huge bummer. Because definitely, like, half of the good characters in those games were always X-Men.
Yeah, I mean, it grew out of them having made X-Men Children of the Atom.
Which is a pretty fucking good game.
Yeah.
That's something you should do some science on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no Magneto. Like, fuck, come on. Come on!
Yeah, like, I guess I respect Marvel's hustle in a lot of ways, but at the same time, laser-focusing the vast majority of your products on, like, this whole universe concept...
Yeah.
...is, like, I don't know, maybe creatively bankrupt is a strong term to use, but it just seems fucking shitty, like some charps designed your product... Like, oh, well, we got to put this guy in it because this guy's going to be in this movie 3 years from now. And all of a sudden, like, there's too much of that.
Yep. I agree.
And I think letting the game be affected by that sort of stuff. But, you know, at the same time, like, if the game isn't doing that, they have zero reason to make it.
Right, because that's your big hook.
Like, that's, you know. And I think MVC3 kind of had some of that, I want to say. Marvel's input did impact that stuff.
Mm.
I don't remember the exact story, but I remember it being the case. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, what Capcom characters haven't already been in those games that you would want to put in. The dudes from Forgotten Worlds.
Sure.
Super Joe. I don't know. I thought that some of the ideas in 3 were sound, but I ended up not really caring for that game long term.
3 is a game that I enjoy watching in Evo form just for the chaos of it, but yeah, I don't have a great deal of investment in ever playing.
Yeah. I guess I feel that way about all the Versus games. Like, it's just not my thing. Instead, they should just do Capcom versus SNK 3 and stop fucking around with all this other garbage. Where they're wasting time.
or, you know, finally get Namco to get going on that Street right. Tekken Street Fighter. Yeah, I know.
You know, Akuma in Tekken 7 is actually kind of cool.
I played him. He seemed alright. Now just, you know, make, like, 12 more of those characters and put them in a game.
I really want to play Tekken 7. I'm actually...
Is that March?
Looking forward to that.
February.
Something like that. Q1-ish, I think.
It is Q1. Yeah, everything I played of Tekken 7 seems really good. I'm ready for some Tekken.
I wonder if when those guys get back to Mortal Kombat after Injustice comes out, if they'll just... If they'll...
I felt like such a refresh.
Yeah. Focus on guest characters as, like, a core thing instead of a guest character thing.
I think they should just make it a new game if they're going to do that. Like, go all the way with it.
They just make it a Mortal Kombat versus fucking
Chucky. The guy from Phantasm.
The lawnmower from that one scene, that one Sleepaway Camp movie.
Pennywise the Clown.
Sure.
The old one, not the new one.
Like, what other shit does Warner own?
I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, what they own in terms of, like, horror stuff.
I just mean in terms of just, like, characters you would think about putting in a fighting game.
I mean, other than the DC connection, I'm not really sure. The Matrix. Yes, they do own the...
There you go.
That was a...
It's Morpheus.
Let's do more Matrix anything in 2617. Let's do that. Mark Morrison.
Yeah, Mark Morrison versus Scorpion.
Buy very many things when I went to Japan. One thing I did buy when I was in a random little kiosk store in Odaiba was a fucking postcard that was just said Mark Morrison on it, and it was just Mark Morrison's head.
Cool. They have a lot of those? Or?
They had a lot of random, like, 90s music artist postcards.
Weird.
And yes, they had a few Mark Morrison ones.
Right. I mean, like, that's the track we're on.
I would say, yeah, that's probably a 2020 on thing, but yeah, that sounds right.
Can we get Keanu Reeves to play Morpheus in the reboot? Can we line that up?
He'll get there eventually. I don't know, he's got John Wick keeping him busy now.
Yeah. Is it weird that I would not be wholly opposed to someone doing something with the Matrix?
I don't know. I think for my part, I'm kind of just done with it, but...
I mean, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if they went that route.
How about instead a Netflix original series,
mm-hmm.
The Continuing Adventures of Johnny Mnemonic?
Now you're on to something.
Yeah.
Get Dolph Lundgren and Henry Rollins back while you can.
now I'm just sitting here thinking about how one wouldn't even reboot the Matrix.
Prequel.
Well, if you think about it in terms of what the whole cycle just repeating itself over and over again, then you have infinite universes in which to tell your story.
Nah, just a shot-for-shot remake of the first movie with teen actors.
Okay, yep. I would watch that. No changes to fashion or technology.
Nope. Still using Nokia phones.
Uh-huh. How many people still think that that's something... How many people are still out there going like, no, man, you need the animation, you need to watch... No, no, you need to... Hang on. No, you have to... Come back. You have to...
Giant is off that thing, but that it still makes consistent amounts of money.
Yeah, it must, right?
Just
it
in, like, merchandise and home video sales.
But, like, for something that at one point seemed like it was the biggest thing in the world...
Yep.
Like, people hold just sitting there going like, man, that was the one that got away. We could still be making billions of Matrix dollars right now if we hadn't fucked this up.
That's the thing, though, is that, like, the thing that fucked it up was that they recognized that this thing they didn't expect to be a huge success was.
Sure.
And then tried to, like, build a tower on top of that of bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You remember Enter the Matrix, for God's sakes?
Yep. Transmedia property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never trust a movie studio to leave well enough alone.
Yeah.
Or any media company at all, ever.
But that's what I wonder, if there's some director or screenwriter or someone out there with, like, any kind of clout that is still in the back of their mind going like, I'm gonna be the guy. I'm gonna fix the Matrix. I'm gonna be the guy that makes the Matrix... makes the Matrix a billion-dollar property again.
Oh, man, I bet there are so many great unused
Matrix. Oh, yeah, sure. Like, right? I mean, there must be...
Matrix Salvation fucking screenplays out there. And I bet they're all really good.
But I wonder how many of them, like, have been generated by people that have actually done real work.
That aren't just people posting into each other on their forums.
Totally.
You know, I bet there's a few out there. Some bored screenwriters like, hey, I did this thing. Do you want it? Yeah. And they just said, no.
I wrote a Matrix script on spec. That's how this works, right? It's nice. Hey. What's up?
All right, fine. I'll just go back to writing the next album, the Chipmunks movie. I mean, I like some of those movies, you know, but it just, I don't know.
I liked Doctor Strange quite a bit.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I thought it was pretty good.
Like, the last one I saw in theaters was Guardians. I like Guardians. Guardians was good.
Yeah.
I feel like my enthusiasm has just kind of waned.
I think they did a really good job of making that whole thing look like the machine it is.
Yes. Oh, they were never, like, they never tried to, like, obfuscate what they were doing.
Yeah.
And, I mean, to be fair, they seem like they have a much more competent team around them than the people trying to make DC stuff happen.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah, I think my interest is sort of gone for the time being. Like, if another one comes around and people are like, you have to see this, then I'll probably do it. But, like, I heard Civil War was great. I haven't even seen Winter Soldier, so.
I did not see any of those Captain America movies.
I did see Winter Soldier.
I didn't see any of the Iron Man movies.
I watched it on TV. Iron Man 3 is great.
Yeah.
I feel like Shane Black.
I don't know that I have any opinion.
Okay. But, like, I didn't see Age of Ultron. I didn't see Civil War.
Thor movies or whatever.
I haven't seen... I saw the first Thor movie in pieces and then did not go see the second one. I saw Ant-Man on a plane. That seemed all right, but I didn't... I was, like, half paying attention to it. It's weird. I think the Captain America movies are probably the best of all of them, and Captain America was by far the character I liked the least out of all of the Marvel Universe.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. There's something about the way the whole thing is the exact opposite of organic.
Yeah.
Where, like, anytime I hear anyone say anything about, like, you need to stay after the credits, or, like, admonishing someone for not staying through the credits. Like, I just want to throw 9 more hands so I can make that many more jack-off hand motions.
Yep.
Like, you need to stay and see them market the next movie.
Well, and on top of that, now they've wrapped back around and they're doing, like, fake after-credit sequences that are sort of, like, meta-jokes. And it's like, no. You know what? You've officially lost your privileges on that shit. The only movies I will see after-credit sequences for now are Fast and Furious movies.
Right, because they make it matter.
Yes.
Get this open.
The other thing about the Marvel stuff is that they are obviously building toward this Infinity Gauntlet shit, and the Infinity Gauntlet shit was my least favorite stuff in the Marvel Universe when I was reading comics.
Yeah. I only really know it from Marvel Super Heroes, the video game, the fighting game.
Like, I've never liked Thanos as a character. I don't care about the galactic Marvel stuff at all.
Yeah, a lot of stuff has seemed pretty lame, though I would say that I thought Doctor Strange was all right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, Guardians was able to get around that. You know, for a movie that had to establish a whole lot of bullshit lore, I thought they did a pretty good job with it.
Yeah. You know, there's a trailer for Guardians 2 on Doctor Strange that I thought was, like, for as much as I, like, think a lot of that Marvel stuff is fucking overwrought and, like, they're just kind of, or they're just too forceful. And it's, like, marketing and push and universe building and all this other stuff. Like, that trailer's kind of cool because it fucking doesn't really tell you much, and it's just kind of this confident, like, hey, look, these misfit-ass characters, like, guess what? We managed to make that into a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
And now we're making another one. And that's kind of all you really need to know. And I thought that was kind of neat that they just kind of let that be without having to really... I'm sure, like, if you know what to look for, there's probably a lot to see or whatever, but but it had a confidence to it that I appreciated. Without it coming across as, like, shitty and, well, you're going to need to see this because it fits into this and year three of this. And, you know, just it had a cool... It was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, to me, like, the most interesting stuff is when they get, like, intriguing director pairings for that stuff. Like, James Gunn, I think, has a good sensibility for what Guardians is, and I'm actually kind of excited to see what Taika Waititi does with the next Thor movie, because he's a weird, goofy director, and that doesn't seem like a Thor thing, but that might actually get me to watch a Thor movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you really feel that the directors have that much of an impact on things? Because with so much of it being, like...
I think totally.
Marvel pulling the strings. Like, it seems like the directors are there to make... to, like, coax good performances out of the actors.
They are. And, I mean, James Gunn, I think, at least co-wrote the first Guardians and co-wrote this one. I think Taika Waititi co-wrote the next Thor. Right. But, yeah, I don't know. I think, like, they have a certain amount of wiggle room. Like, there are beats they have to hit. I know that there is, like, an actual, like... Bible for Marvel scripts that basically says, here's how often action scenes have to happen and this other kind of shit. But I think if you're a good enough director slash writer and you know how to work within those beats and still make it interesting.
I kind of want to see that Batman Superman movie. Because I just kind of want to know.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen any of those Batman movies.
Well, there haven't been any with the Ben Affleck Batman before.
Okay.
Yeah, they're basically just... The Nolan stuff doesn't count in the DC Cinematic Universe.
All right. No, I didn't see any of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the first Ben Affleck Batman movie.
And then there was a Superman movie.
There were two.
Yeah, okay. I didn't see either of those.
Don't.
Yeah, no, that's my understanding. And yet, something about the fucking reaction to this Batman-Superman thing was so, so fucking rotten that I was like, I kind of want to know.
Yeah, there's a morbid curiosity, but I don't know if I have that enough morbid curiosity to sit through like a nearly 3-hour bad movie.
Right. I felt the same way about Deadpool. It's like, oh, this can only be the worst movie ever.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to know.
Most people I know who saw Deadpool seem to think it was at least okay.
Hmm.
Including people I know who don't like Deadpool as a character that much.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Deadpool was a character that I liked when I was 13 years old, because he's written specifically to appeal to people who are 13 years old.
Yeah. I think the thing that happened is now everyone is always 13 years old.
Yeah. So, he is the perfect character for our time.
Yeah. I've received too many video game press releases written as if Deadpool was writing them to ever come back from that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that last Deadpool game did a number on me. And then they had the fucking gall to re-release it.
Yeah. Which meant another press release written from the perspective of Deadpool. Writing to you about his own video game.
God.
It was very wacky.
The only good part of that game is when Deadpool is talking to Nolan North on the phone. That's it. It's the only good joke in that entire game. Activision put that game out, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Bobby Kotick just got a big pay raise, so hey, good for him.
Why?
I don't know, but there was a story went around yesterday that he's now the highest paid, I think, video game executive working. I mean, part of it is just seniority. He's been there for so long.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
But...
yeah, he kind of brought that thing back to the brink.
Yeah. Though, to be fair, he seems to be shoving it back toward a different brink.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder what the financial stitch is over there. I guess I didn't really look at their last financial...
I mean, I feel like even low-year Call of Duty games still sell better than most things.
Yep.
But I wonder, like, what the investment in Skylanders was last year and how badly that fucked them.
Right.
There's no new Skylanders this year, is there?
There is, yeah.
There is?
It's the one where you can make your own and...
Did that come out already?
In it. Yeah, it just came out.
Okay.
It did not...
didn't move?
They did not send it our way.
Hmm.
But I played it at E3. It seemed like a Skylanders game.
Yeah.
And you could play as a weird-looking Crash Bandicoot. If that was something you wanted to do.
It's going to be really amazing that when all this shakes out and Nintendo is the only Toys to Life thing still standing.
Well, Amiibo sales, like, fell off a fucking cliff because there's nothing to do with them.
Right.
So
the question becomes, does the Switch rekindle that or not?
Yeah.
Sorry, is this shit Brazzy?
Yes.
Okay.
Hang on, let me check. Yes.
Still Brazzy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Activision is Blizzard, so...
Yes.
Like, they've still...
that part of the business unit just fucking prints money, so.
I wonder about Overwatch on, like, consoles. That's...
I'm still playing PS4,
yeah.
And the player base seems large.
Mm. They did that free weekend thing.
Yeah. I don't know what the sales numbers
were. Was that just on PC?
Yeah, that was on PC, I think, also.
Oh, it was on everything?
I think it was on everything.
I thought I remembered hearing that, like, console sales were not necessarily, like, they were okay, but mm-hmm. not necessarily where they wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the PC player base is definitely the largest from what I've seen, I don't know, I feel like I don't run into a lot of repeat players necessarily playing on PS4.
And now, it's like, all the stuff about week one sales and all that stuff seems so up in the air right now with every game. Like, Watch
yep.
Dogs 2 sold better in week two than it did in week one. Though, like, how much of that is... I mean, I guess that would include, like, a Black Friday...
Yeah.
...sitch, so maybe that's part of it, but... tracking firms that track all the Thanksgiving shopping stuff for, like, yo, people bought PlayStation 4s.
Yeah.
And Xbox One S's. And Samsung TVs. Samsung 4K TVs, specifically.
Yeah. Well, that's the one everyone says is good, right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's, you know, the good, unless you want to go OLED and get all crazy. Brazy, if you want to get all brazy.
Sorry, yes. Of course. Thank you.
All right, we made it.
We sure did.
Maybe we'll make it past all these guys eventually. But there's 70 guys here, so you know how that goes.
Yep.
Just go ahead and shut that thing off.
All right.
See everybody later.
Have yourselves a good day.